forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey!
I'm Kat.
And I'm Pat.
And this is Seek Treatment with Kat
and Pat.
A podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. Welcome to the first episode of our podcast.
The very first history being made back.
Oh my God, this is overwhelming to be on a pod with you.
I'm so excited that my pleasurable croaky voice is going to be immortalized in a podcast.
I have a gorgeous voice. It sounds like silk or velvet, will you?
And my voice famously sounds like my mouth is filled with marbles and I'm trying to talk without letting them fall out.
And we love you for that.
It's one of my most endearing qualities.
Okay, so the thing about this pod is we're basically experts who need help and also have to give help, right?
Exactly. I identify as a sex and relationships expert of the ilk of Dr. Drew Even.
I'm sex pause.
I'm sex negative.
And that's okay.
That's fine. I think that sex should be shrouded in guilt and shame.
I know.
But I'm also irreparably horny, and so I kind of have to manage that and reconcile those two things.
That must be difficult for
it's
you.
Troubling. It's troubling to me and my family.
I have to say, I'm overwhelmed today. I am feeling a lot of things.
You look flushed.
I am horny today.
Yeah.
And the issue is that I was doing a workshop of a new musical all week.
Humble brag.
And
already.
And there was a band full of straight male musicians.
And you're not one to hang out with straight men.
That's the problem. I haven't met or spoken to a straight man in over 2 years.
I actually cannot picture you with a straight man besides your current.
Besides my partner,
straight
lover.
Boyfriend. And when I say straight boyfriend, I don't mean to be condescending. I, of course, mean your partner and lover.
Thank you. My straight boyfriend, Steven. Yes, he's the only straight man I've spoken to in the past few years. So for me, this week, to be surrounded by male musicians who were talented, it was awakening. It was too much. And even the mere sight of a drumstick will send me spiraling into a wretched cycle of
I'll say this. I'm really honest to God. You know that I'm not musically inclined. That's been kind of well documented. But I truly believe, I don't believe in past lives, but I kind of believe in past lives. And I really think that I was a hot drummer in a past life.
Oh my God.
I have those sensory memories of drums, being hot and drumming.
Drums are the horniest instrument.
Oh, for sure.
If you drum, it's like, we get it. You fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sort of just reeling from that.
Okay. I don't want to beat on the bush for even one more single second.
What?
I want to introduce the guest, Bench.
Really? I was going to ask you what was going on with you.
Okay, fine. Sorry, guest.
Guest, you need to... She's standing on her chair insisting to be introduced.
Listen, there's a pecking order, bitch. Okay. What's going on with me is that I'm financially stressed. I just like left my job. And for me, I feel like...
This is boring.
I know. I went on like a full... I'm just like single and I wanna, and I just want to be rich and with a hot man.
Oh my God.
Very horny all the time.
But I want my own money. I don't want a man's money.
I'm doing, I don't think so, honey, tonight. Shout out to Lost Cultures, does the podcast that made us both
so
famous.
I'm just saying that I'm doing it too.
Okay, I understand. When I do that show, it is a literal sea of hot gay men that I've never seen before. I don't know where they come from. I don't know where they go after it's over, but it's this sea of like hot gays and like cheering for me. And just the thought of it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's the salmon toast.
So anyways, I want to hook up tonight. I want to go and I'm going to try to hook up.
I think you should hook up tonight.
I
should have put it on the record. When other people burp, it is fucking disgusting. And when I burp, it's like, why not?
I can't burp on command.
I couldn't eat all day because I was horny and on cold brew.
That's great.
I downed the salmon toast before we came in. So now I'm like, whoa, like remembering I have a body and sort of experiencing that for the first time.
You look really good today.
Oh my God. Does having my hair slicked back desexualize me?
No.
Why?
I'm gay, so I can't even.
Don't pretend.
Hazard a guess. No, when I
don't pretend you don't want to fuck my brains.
When you came in, I was like the silhouette, the floral, colorful top, the crop top, and the bold lip. And I don't know if that to a straight man is sexual, but to me, it's sexual.
I don't even know anymore because.
Okay.
Boys today, I know. We need to intro our guest who definitely has a gorgeous energy.
No, a beautiful energy.
She's glowing right now.
Truly. And always is my experience around
this. And she is directly under a lamp, but it's more than that. The glow comes from within.
From within, yeah.
You've seen her all around Brooklyn, New York, doing her amazing comedy. She is a writer for Francesca Ramsey's new show, Put Your Ears Apart, for Ayo Edebiri.
Hi.
Hey, get Ayo. In the mix.
Get in the mix.
I love the
stupid
mix.
Slut.
You all stupid right. slut.
Here I am.
Take back the word. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you already heard.
I know.
Wound up.
It's summer.
I know.
It's the energy just shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you? What are you feeling?
I mean, I've been feeling a little bit horny lately. I'll admit it.
This is a place to admit it. Absolutely. We're here to help.
On the train, I feel crazy. I feel crazed on the train.
Okay. What can do you I say see something? On the train?
Can I say something Please. That pertains to this?
Absolutely.
First of all, I want to say some of the hottest people you'll ever find are the New York City subways.
Absolutely.
It's insane. I want to write a coffee table book
that's
just called Some of the Hottest People You'll Ever Find.
Humans of New York.
Humans of New York
hot.
Subways.
But hot.
It's insane. But there are some, maybe I shouldn't say this. I don't know. There's for like sex addicts, like you kind of choose your like bottom.
I've seen shame.
So yeah. So like there, you like choose your bottom line behaviors of like, this is what I won't do. Like for my sex addiction, like, okay. And you kind of count for how long until you do your kind of bottom line behavior. You try to stay away from doing that. And some people's are just as simple as like, I will not stare at someone on the subway for more than 3 seconds.
Are you
my
serious?
God.
Yeah. I leer every day at my lunch break. I go to Chopped on 44th and 3rd.
And
I do a classic cob with modifications. But, but what I will say about Chopped in Midtown is like, I'll like bring a journal, I'll like bring a book. But I just, as soon as I sit down, I just choose one kind of herd of like Midtown bros. I pick my favorite one and I just stare at him for 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my type, is kind of like a Midtown bro.
Interesting. Can you elaborate?
I think I will end up with like a Midtown bro in some ways. Like just something about that feels like, I mean, it's probably because of like my own internalized homophobia, but let's keep it light. I think that like, I don't know, just something about like, something about like a suit, like certain people's bodies look so good in suits.
And, this is true.
And those people tend to gravitate towards Midtown. Yeah. And like,
there is something about like the stability of somebody who has to be in Midtown that's very attractive to me. Like the sort of stability and like square of it all.
Yes.
Even just like physically, like you're kind of a line in a suit. And I'm like, you could take care of me for 2 to 3.
Right. Let me be the cuckoo one. You don't even have to talk that
much.
I have
to
say that when I see someone my age in a suit, my first thought is, oh, they're in a play. There's no way it's like for life.
Right.
Oh, you're on your way to rehearsal. Good luck.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, break legs.
Yeah. And I just can't stop staring at them.
My type is the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Here's what I want. Tall.
Okay.
Skinny as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Looks like they got punched in the fucking head.
Hi, we love that.
Covered in hair.
So much.
I don't
Dark
hair.
Circles under your eyes. I want you looking ill for me, bitch.
Right. I can go that way. I can go that way. But then I also kind of, I'm always in my head like, creating love triangles between me and Ethan Hawke from Reality Bites and Ben Stiller from Reality Bites.
Wow.
Because they're both my, like, I am
Winona. Those are the archetypes.
I am Winona in that movie. Uh-huh. Like, I am Winona in Reality Bites. I've never had either of those options, but like, I'm always deciding between the two that are not on the table.
Mm-hmm. I like anything that is exaggerated. If something about you is too much, like, overall, the package can be fine. But if it's like, the ears are a little too big. The eyes are a little, something's happening.
A little too big.
A little too big.
She's a size queen.
She's
a non-specific size queen.
Hey, the teeth could be too small. I don't know. But there's something that I will like fixate on. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not a personality. But I'll make one out of it for you.
So is that your type?
A little bit exaggerated somewhere. Like if somebody drew a caricature of them, it would look like a still life portrait. That's what I like.
I like a very big nose. What I'm finding about myself in my late 20s is I really like a very I hope this is okay to say. What? A very Jewish man.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's I can say it because I'm part Jewish and I also get droopy, drippy, drippy for a Jewish looking man. A big nose. I love a big nose.
My first boyfriend, shout out Noah. He was Jewish. He was very Jewish.
Noah's like a hot.
I mean, he was so, he was very tall. Ooh, we're finding out foundational things, but.
Oh my God.
And he was very Jewish. So I just support that as somebody who, I mean, that's where I learned to love.
Totally.
You know? And where is he now?
I honestly think he's in China doing business.
Whoa.
Whoa. You guys, wow.
I mean, maybe maybe we'll meet each other.
Are you going to wait for him?
I think so, yeah.
Are you saving yourself for Noah?
I'm saving myself for Noah.
Now, Ayo, give us stats. How old are you now, if you feel safe to say?
Wow.
How old were you when you dated Noah?
Okay.
Are you single? What's going
on? Whoa.
These are the stats.
When you come in to the pod,
we got
to
know your numbers.
We got to know the numbers. I'll say right now, yeah, on air. I'm 29 years old.
Whoa. Hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the oldest living person in New York.
I am firmly rooted in my mid 20s.
I'm in early 20s, so this is a good spectrum. I am.
Okay, we have three generations
for
here.
Sure.
Three generations of women coming together for a podcast episode.
We have a daughter, mother,
Emily, Lorelai, Rory.
Rory. Oh wow! Absolutely.
And hot producer Alex is Suki.
Yes.
Suki.
Is it Suki?
Yes.
Is that from like what is that from? That's from Gilmore Girls.
That's from Gilmore Girls. Yeah.
Hate that show.
See, I thought I hated it. I thought I hated it, and and then I watched A Year in the Life, and I
Oh, you sucker!
And I famously
A Year in the Life of what?
Gilmore Girls.
Like it's of them.
The Netflix revive. And I watched.
Oh. I'm kidding.
We're going to get on that
wrong case.
I'm so sorry.
Respect your elders.
I'm so young and stupid. And that was my bad.
Anyway, it's like Gilmore Girls now. And I'm actually in the process of this is so weird watching all of regular Gilmore Girls. I'm like in season 7.
Whoa. Wait, when did you start?
You know, I had a really slow year and I kind of started, stopped, but then I kind of have made a really strong push for the last like couple months.
How many more seasons are left?
I'm in the last season.
That's good.
I'm not going to talk about it. But also like that's also my type is Jess from Gilmore Girls. Like kind of tortured.
Which actor
will
is that?
Be mean to you, will kind of leave, like but also like
that's Jared Pellin.
No, that's
Milo
Ventimiglia.
Yeah, he can ruin my life.
He can ruin my life too.
Yeah. He also okay, so I like it because in real life he's short. And
yes.
Short men have certain energies that sometimes I appreciate.
Short man energy.
I feel bad, but I've never spoken to a short man.
See, and you've talked, me and Catherine talk about this because Catherine is attracted to height. She's a height queen.
But I'm coming out of it. I've like, been in a haze for years.
Yeah. But you're also, you're not short. And my thing is like when women are too short and they're height queens, then it's like, come on, you gotta be fair.
I'm okay. A woman of size.
I'm gonna step in and say I think the phrase too short is problematic.
Oh, thank you.
Because there is no too short. I'm just joking.
My boyfriend is 6'5".
Yeah, your boyfriend's really
He's
tall.
A tallie.
But I don't care about height at all. And
I'm sorry, I just had a small orgasm.
It was actually beautiful. If you just want to create a mental image, it was gorgeous.
I truly don't care about height. Sometimes when someone's taller, it's annoying to me. Yeah, it's like you're too spread out.
Like, I don't like too thick. It's too much.
Spread out?
Yeah.
Like the face is too far from the chin?
Yeah, it's like you got to kind of back up and panoramic. Like I want to have...
Panoramic?
I want to have it all. Like you can see it in one take, one screen.
One take wonder.
I like the compactness and I do respond to that about Milo. But also,
I'm a businesswoman with like 3 screens. I like dragging things in between desktops to fit in my lover.
Oh, yeah, I think I like a short guy. I think I like a short. I don't have a hard preference either way.
How tall are you?
So I'm going to do a science experiment.
Yeah.
As someone who identifies as in some ways a scientist.
5'10". 5'9".
And you guess?
My guess is 5'9".
5'10". One time a doctor told me I was 5'11".
Wow.
So I was right on.
Either acceptable. But people generally think of me as being very short.
I get that.
Because I have a short personality.
No.
Yes. And that's fine. I'm okay with that.
No.
I have a short I'm fine with it.
No.
No. I'm totally comfortable with having
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Really?
Yeah. That's a, you have a short personality. And again, I have a short personality.
It's because you're young.
Yeah.
And you're so young.
And famously, young people are shorter than
that's
older
very
people.
That's true.
Such as babies or even toddlers. What?
But I don't, so I don't care about short, but I don't necessarily want to be like the taller one, but I don't care. And as we've talked about, Catherine, like one time I texted you about someone that I thought was hot, you didn't think was hot. And I knew this would kind of trump you. You want me to say the name of the person? You want me to say the name of the person?
It feels like the way that you're asking. You don't want to say the name of the person.
I don't care.
Oh. So we can't include that.
But bleep it out, but then also have Catherine prodding me to say it and then saying we can't include it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I was saying, like, I think this he's hot. Like, here's the thing about Catherine. She's like,
please do tell.
every time you think you know all of her friends, like a new, like, cute gay emerges and, like, introduces her. And is like, I'm Catherine Cohen's friend. But, and I was...
I've never thought to know all your friends yet.
Yeah, we're new friends.
We're new. But I love that.
You'll get to know them.
And I'll get to have a point where I'll say, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
And then a new cute right? gay will exactly. emerge. Absolutely.
I think now would be a good time to ask our guests.
But just to finish my thought.
Interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
And because I said, I was, like, trying to say he was hot and Catherine maybe didn't think so. And, like, You said that you thought I was hotter than him, and I didn't. I think that probably he's objectively hotter than me, and I was like, well, he's tall, and
you have X.
That's what you did,
and then you said,
even though you're fucking ugly, you have
X, and you're 2 feet tall.
This is something that people will regularly fucking say to me. This is what people will regularly fucking say. Like one time, someone was trying to set me up with this hot person, and she was like, "Yeah, I was like brought you up to like this hot person," and like. And their response is like, no, yeah, like, I find talent attractive.
Wow, here we are.
And it's like, and then, like, one time, another friend was like, my friend thinks you're hot. And I was like, send me, and I was like, what did he say exactly? She sent me screen grabs of the combo, and, like, she brought me up. And he was like, oh, yeah, I would, actually. Like, you know what I mean? And then she was like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, I really like nerdy guys.
Okay, we've talked about this. We both have I would actually energy, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, go into this.
Yeah, I feel like... you and I both feel like we're not like faces, but like sort of like personality, or like once you sort of, then you're sold.
I
like,
disagree,
you have to
but
do
I'm
a little
listening.
Test. Like you have to do a little bit of a test run,
right? If you see a picture, though, I can look hotter in picture than in real life. But...
I mean, if you get the right picture, yeah, sure.
But it's like we need a lot of takes.
We need a little light and a little setup and a little knowledge.
But even though, and this is what I'm finding, and Io, you can tell me if you're finding this,
please.
Like I'm getting all these people that like. Act like you'll do a show.
Mm-hmm.
You'll do a show around town.
Okay.
And then it's just for our millions of listeners. These are comedy shows we're talking about.
Yeah. Probably in Brooklyn to set a little scene.
Exactly. And like all these young girls, and by young girls I mean gay men, will like come up to you after and you know act like they want to raise your kids.
Mm.
And then you come to find out when it comes to brass tacks, like they just kind of want to generally be around you. And it's like, oh, you don't actually want to like. Marry me.
Speak you know truth I mean? To power right now. I'm begging you.
And so I'm finding out like a maybe magnetic personality. Is that gross to say? But not an attractive, a sexually attractive personality.
I don't think I give out sexual energy very often.
We've spoken about both feeling like we give off
asexual
vibes.
Energy.
Why do you guys think that is?
Yeah, you go first because you are the guest.
Who radiates sex.
Absolutely. And I respect it.
I admire it.
I think if I had that power, I would harm. I think I would use it for evil because I just don't know how to use it positively. Yeah. I think for me, it comes down to a thing where like, I don't know. I feel like I'm not very like femme presenting often. And also just like, I like sometimes just being like, what's up?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You're a chiller.
I'm a little chiller. I'm a young chiller, if you will.
Would you rather be thought of as funny or hot?
Oh, God.
Hot every fucking day of the year.
Wow. Hot. I think my life would be easier.
For the record, my answer is funny, but also
but
hot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, funny for sure, but hot would be nice. Even for a week.
If I could switch on and off. I know.
I would be a literal... like lobotomy, post lobotomy patient, boring ass person. If I could be hot, like I would
so
trade
cool.
it.
Here's my thing: if you come up to me and you say, oh, "You're so funny,"
yeah,
all I'm wondering is, but do you want to fuck?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's like, is that a means to a certain end? Like, right. I don't have any, like, I think it takes so much more talent to be hot than it does to be funny.
Yes.
And you can put that on my gravestone.
Put it on my tombstone when I die. Here lies Pat Regan. He would have rather been hot than funny, but I'll visit what he got.
Every day.
I think it's also like coming up in the world. Like, I just, I've always felt like a funny person. I've never had insecurity about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not like valued a ton in like sixth grade, but I've never felt like...
Sixth grade?
I've never felt what? Sixth grade.
Anyways.
I know. Why do I talk stupid? No. Whatever.
It's because your brain's bad.
But I have always wanted to be hot. Like, even as a gay man, like, I remember looking
That's
at...
That's so unique.
I remember, like, looking at the other boys and being so jealous. Like, oh, my God. Like, that person just has a six-pack for no... I was
but
a fat
if you
child.
Think about that person now...
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of them have come to get, a lot of them have like gotten fat because they don't have to learn to work for it. Whereas I, as a young boy, like always knew when I was an adult, I was going to have to try the keto diet.
You knew as a young child, it will be keto. I will be doing intermittent fasting.
It's like, yeah, I will be trying high fat, low carb.
No, Io, you strike me as someone who, because I've seen video footage,
absolutely
has looked the same her entire life.
Yep.
Is that accurate?
I think that's very fair. Yes.
And what has that been like?
Honest, a little traumatizing.
Really? Because you never had an awkward phase. You've always been adorable.
Oh my God, no. Definitely in like high school, it was very awkward, I feel like.
How so?
Well, I also always, I was like very, this is truly not anything to be a martyr about. I was really like underweight.
Whoa.
For
humble brag.
This is the wrong crowd.
Humble brag.
Oh,
brag.
No. Yeah, I was fucking underweight. No, I was really underweight, but like when in the years when like everybody came back for our summer and was like, I have breasts now, and I was like, I'm drinking Boost shakes at lunch.
Oh my God.
It wasn't like cute, you know. I mean, I guess it's been fine. I think to the earlier point, I'm just trying to learn how to make it work. Like, we're trying to see if this is like a, you know, we got to sometimes rely on the charm a little bit.
Right. You're a very charming woman.
You have a lot of charm. You dress great.
Oh, thank you
so
much.
And you
know
what's up. Now, let's ask this. Are you seeing anyone right now? Are you single?
I'm currently single.
Okay.
I'm currently single.
Do you have crushes?
I don't have any like crushes that I'm focused on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually this summer might be the summer of a little hoeing. I can say that on the pod.
I go into every summer being like, I'm a summer slut this year, like mm-hmm. deal with it. Like, and then right. it's like, oh wait, it's October and I have not even like kissed since.
Opened my jacket.
Yeah.
But this summer, and I'm gonna say this publicly now. I've said it to a couple people off air. I'm gonna say it on air. It's a huge deal for my
on our radio show.
On my radio show. It's gonna be a huge deal for many of my communities.
Multiple, all of them.
I'm joining Blink Fitness in July.
Wow.
I'm gonna focus on ass and pecs.
Yes.
So Blink is the gym whose marketing is like, even if you're fat, come on in.
That's Planet Fitness.
Fuck. No,
Blink
it's
is
both.
The one. I think
it's not both.
Whoa. I thought that Blink was sort of like an inclusive, but like,
yes.
like an inclusive gym.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
why I'm drawn to Blink. I like their ethos. I like what they're about.
Yeah, it's like a $20 a month. I mean, I don't want to turn this into a branded content for Blink, but it's a $20 a month.
And Blink is sponsoring this.
And Blink is sponsoring this, so.
There's two giant men in the corner.
Okay, how's
oh my
this?
God,
how's
wait,
this?
I have to say one more
Blink,
thing.
Blink, you do it every day.
Hi.
Right?
Oh.
Hey, me.
I am. Was
what?
At this is apropos of nothing. I did a show at Union Hall. You guys check out Union Hall. It's a venue in Brooklyn.
Gorgeous,
and
gorgeous,
they
gorgeous.
Famously have a bar upstairs with bocce courts. It's their kind of fun quirky thing. You go upstairs from a show, literal fucking porn stars playing bocce. I mean, I was like, do you guys like what is your day job? Like, do you just like do you model? Like, I couldn't. I was like pretending I was
never had the thought of the people playing bocce.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. And I was like going, I'm like, did you see these guys playing bocce? Everyone's like, yeah, whatever. I was like, okay, like I'm.
You're so horny.
Yeah, it's like I'm constant. I said this in the beginning. I'm constantly having this internal battle of being like wildly horny, and I at all times have truly like. One primary crush, then like a second tier. I have a crush pyramid.
He's like Polly, but only with regards to crushes.
But then I'm kind of like all talk. Like it's like when it comes to breast, like I hate sex. I can't enjoy sex.
It's really embarrassing.
Do you enjoy
sex, Aya?
I find it very embarrassing.
Right.
I've liked it a few times. Some it feels nice when you feel good at it.
Totally.
But
I don't ever.
But
feel
for
good
the
at it.
Most part, it's like, ooh, we're just like naked and sliding.
Right.
Can I make a PSA?
Please.
Men.
Yeah.
Is this you gay need, and straight or just straight or just gay?
I'm talking to straight. I don't have experience with fucking gay men, so I'm going to talk to straight this way.
Honey, neither do I.
I'm going to talk to the millions of straight men who are listening to this podcast.
This listen will never up. Be heard by straight male
listen
ears.
Listen up,
this,
boys.
If this podcast even whispers near the ear of a straight man, I want you to know this. You need to talk in bed.
Yes.
You need to worship this woman with your words. Yes. Touching is not enough. You need to be specific and you need to be nasty.
Okay. I think that's very fair. I think the best sex that I've had, he was talking and we liked that. The worst sex I ever had was with the hottest person that I ever had sex with, mm-hmm. which already was like worrisome. He was very hot and he was just like moving me around.
Yeah.
Like just because I
and
think
you can
in
shut
his
down.
Mind,
did you shut down?
I just kind of was like, okay, yeah. here we go.
Wait, I'm sorry, this is the worst or best?
This is the worst.
Oh, see, that for me is best. That for me is best.
Shut down?
Yeah.
Oh, so, wait, okay. Yeah.
No, this is, I am, okay, so I am actively bad at sex and I've gotten this like place of acceptance at it. Like, I don't care. But like, but here's what's, okay, here's what's, for one, I'm going to come hard at Catherine's take about, and your take too.
Whoa,
about
please.
Talking.
Come hard.
When I am
going to come hard. Rearing to go. It's summertime.
I am... cannot be verbal during. I literally don't say a word. Yeah. I can't. I mean, someone's saying things to me. I'm like, stop talking.
Let's
like,
unpack
I'm not,
this. Why?
I feel just awkward. Like, we famously know I have body issues. And, like, I'm just like, I like don't want to talk and I don't want to have to, like, say things back to you if you're saying things to me. And I also, like, it doesn't even occur to me to talk. So, like, multiple times during hookups, like, it was a thing where people would, like, ask me, we'd be like, are you okay? Like, I do something during sex that makes people think I'm maybe not okay.
Oh, no.
I'm bad at it. And here's what's tricky about gay sex is, like, it's, like, obviously anal is a chore, like, a...
choice?
It's, like, an event. Like, it's, like, a chore. Yes. I was going to say, not a chore.
A chore.
But, like, it's, like, you can't just kind of casual, you know, it's, like, different than straight sex in that way. Mm-hmm. But,
listen, you'd be surprised.
Straight sex famously... always feels good, no strings attached, no
nothing.
Consequences.
No, but so I mean, good. I love it.
But I mean, you don't have to do as much prep work for vaginal sex as you do anal sex, I think.
That's true.
But
I'm nodding.
And as someone who's had sex with not one but two women,
well,
I know that to be true.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
And Io, we are talking about me and my alter ego, Catherine.
Oh, hello.
But... so it's like, you don't, my point is, like, you just don't always, like, fully go, like, it's, like, not always a thing that you're gonna, like, fuck, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
So it's like, I feel like sometimes straight sex has, like, a beginning, a middle, and an end, you know? It's like, okay, this is the before, this is the sex, and then it's, we've both come, and now it's over, whereas gay sex, it's like...
Well, we have one...
okay, whatever.
Io wants to pop in quickly. It's
pop
not
in.
Always we both come, right?
Yeah, it's not always
totally.
That at all. Sometimes he just comes. Listen, sometimes I'm like, this isn't working out. I'm just going to come. And you're just going to have to deal with it.
Cool. Okay, totally.
But
it's over.
It's over.
So it's just...
Gay sex never ends.
Like, so once you start... No, I'm just saying that, like, a lot of times in gay sex, there's not that, like, penetrative, like, kind of, like, climactal... thing.
Sure.
And so then it's like, watch this, like, not be true of gay culture and it's gonna, like, expose that I never fuck. But so a lot of times it's just, like, weird, like, body contact stuff, like, what are we gonna do if not, it's not like a full fuck. And so it's like, at a certain point, I have, like, two ideas of what to do.
Sure.
And then I'm like, okay, this can be over now if, as far as I'm concerned. It's like, and then the person's like, oh, then this. It's like, oh, right, we can do that too. And then they'll do something and I'll just do that back. And then all of a sudden it's like, I can't think of anything else to do,
so
but they keep
then
thinking
that's
of
an
ideas.
Are you okay point?
And then I just keep doing what they're doing. I'm like, oh my God, now they think I'm, like, copying them.
Yeah.
And so it's just, I just feel uncomfortable. Like, I always just feel, like, out of ideas and I don't like to talk during it.
Can I just pause really quickly and say that the way your headphones have pushed up your hair, you currently have an may I speak to the manager haircut. You have a Kate from John and Kate Plus A haircut.
I regularly get, when my hair's a certain length, I literally am Kate Gosling.
You are Kate Gosling.
It's chilling,
Gosling?
Honestly.
Gosling.
Are they still married?
No. Brutal divorce.
Wow.
Wait, can we edit out everything I said about my sex?
No.
Wait, so yeah. For that reason, I just find sex stressful.
Well, I think, okay, well, I reading verbal is not like natural to me. Like you, like, you know, you hear my voice, like we're going, we're pitchy. Sometimes we sound like a 10-year-old boy. And, you know, that's just like, you know, you don't want to hear that talking dirty necessarily. I think you just like have to get better at it, though. You kind of have to like practice.
Oh, my God. Am I in that place where I'm being told by a woman 20 years my junior that I need to practice?
Listen, Grandma, I love you. I love you.
I know. I just like, I get self-conscious. I think if I felt like amazing about my body, then
you have an amazing body.
Thank you so much for saying so. Wait, I hate where this is going.
Okay, how about we do this instead? It's time for our first segment of the hour. Crush of the week.
Crush of the week.
Crush of the week.
Crush of the week.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Can we record that?
So Pat and I decided that our crush of the week is Ned.
Ned Reisley.
Yes. Yes.
Is it Reisley?
I don't know and I don't care.
You honestly don't need to know. It's a Ned. It's a one name sort of situation.
Ned is a comedian and it's a one name situation.
I mean, he is truly just kind of like Ned.
Did you know I always thought that he was straight for a long time?
Yeah.
Mm. And then one time I was like, wait, you're gay?
Mm-hmm.
I think I thought he was, he's a comedian in New York. He does a comedy music duo called Friends Who Folk. Check him out.
With the incredible Rachel Winnitsky.
And I think I used to think they were married or something. Because I knew Rachel is married.
And yeah. Ned was standing near her. Yeah. And you were like, when you're would a husband let a wife out of his sight?
No, Ned is so dreamy.
Today's his birthday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's so special. That's so special.
I met Ned at a theater festival in Massachusetts.
Hi, my home state.
Years ago.
Wow.
Years ago.
I might have been there.
You were probably a child, and then he resurfaced in the comedy community.
So Ned is one of those people, too, that like, so we're all friends. Like Ned's just one of those people where it's like he's always had a boyfriend that you don't know who it is. And it's like, oh, my God, who are you dating? What is your home life? Like, what's going on?
And so for you, that's why he's crushable.
Well, his whole energy is crushable.
His whole energy is totally crushable. Definitely part of it.
It's a dreamy energy. I feel like that was a good word.
Handsome, yes. Naughty, and giggly.
And like, so it feels like he like wakes up every morning and like reads the New Yorker and like writes a poem or something.
Yeah. He's like reading like poetry or like some just like book where you're like, oh yeah, like that's a 100 like books I should have read book. Like he's always reading one of those probably.
He's one of those people you try to have like a laid back conversation with and then like 8 seconds in you're like, I've never been trying this hard to impress someone in my whole entire life. And then I've always, we one time did a run of shows with him at Caroline's
the
on
famed
Broadway.
Caroline's the on Broadway.
Famed in the heterosexual Mecca, Times Square, New York. And I was like, just out of the blue, I like blacked out and came to and I was like, just said, Ned, who do you date? Out of nowhere. And it was like a conversation came to complete stop. And he was like, you don't know him. But then I ran into him and his boyfriend on the street. His boyfriend, of course, a literal model. And it
he
was,
deserves it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They deserve each other.
So that's our crush of the week. Go check out Friends Who Folk. Follow them on Insta.
You're
going to love it. They have amazing songs.
It's great. They're great.
Oh my God, we just wanted to ask you, like, you're such an amazing guest, and we just wanted to quickly know, who were you, who are you, and who do you want to be?
Absolutely, thank you so much. Who was I, you know? Humble child of farmers. No, I don't know, two immigrants. I'm from Boston. your face.
No, this is my face.
Okay, I love it.
Oh, cool.
I'm a kid of immigrants from Boston, and you know, and then he came to New York. I was like, I'm gonna be a teacher, and then I was like, actually, I'm much more selfish than that, and teaching is hard. And then I came here.
You went to NYU?
And I went to NYU.
Me and Catherine identify as having met at NYU when we were undergrads. In actuality, neither of us went to NYU.
But. We like to go to the Union Square Barnes & Noble, pretend we're NYU students, and that's just so important. Dab.
I think that's very important.
Yeah. So we met at NYU.
Yeah. It was good. It weirdly, like, I don't know. It was just a weird place to be because I think I had constant imposter syndrome.
Did you do comedy at NYU?
I did. Like, I was like in like a side, like little indie improv team. It's like a little ragtag bunch. And I love those guys. It was fun. Yeah.
Was Noah in college or was Noah in high school? Or no, was Noah post-call?
Noah was like a middle school.
Whoa.
Junior high situation.
Cool.
Situation.
That's impressive.
Well, I was like also very, very religious. And
me too.
So, yeah. And
you
so,
were religious?
In high school.
You never told me that.
I know.
Okay. Sorry.
No, I want to see that sit. I love to hear that sit. Yeah, I was really religious. And I, when I came to college, I was like, I'm saving myself for marriage. And
wow, you're one of those.
Mom, dad, because you listen to podcasts, I'm still a virgin. Yes.
I believe everything we just talked about. I fully believe that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, I was like, I'm saving myself for marriage. I was like, no one is gonna touch my body, and that's important to me.
Do you think that late development is leading to what you feel as like an asexual energy now?
I mean, maybe.
Because I didn't come out until I was 25, so I kind of shut that side
right.
off
it's like
of
you
me.
Put, you're like, don't even bother. You like learn right. how to like put that up.
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to say yes.
Cool. I figured it out.
You
Thank
did
you.
It. Honestly, therapy's a joke.
Yes, this is the treatment you've been seeking.
I'm just going to keep doing podcasts. Wow. Thank you so much.
I famously was like the gorgeous combo of religious, saving myself till marriage, mm-hmm. and at the same time, wildly horny and needing attention.
Oh, for sure.
So the second I met someone who was like, you don't have to be religious, I was like, oh, thank God.
Wow.
And then I immediately had three dicks in my mouth. Thank you, Lord.
Very Sometimes you atheist. Ask and you receive, you know?
Yeah. I was like fake religious. Like I was like, I remember I like ran retreats, but it was like, I never like cared really. I was just like, oh, this feels like a impressive thing to do. So I'll
yeah,
do
sure. We always went skiing and I would like, we'd all like cry during worship. Oh, was that the kind of thing you were a part of?
Big time, big time, big time. I like remember promising my pastor before I like left for New York. I was like, I will not let New York change me. Like I will find a home church and devote myself to God. Like I will save myself. And literally that year I'm like in Webster Hall, like on Molly, like
oh my God.
Trying to suck a guy's dick.
Just, like, the church is fucked up.
So insane. It's so, so nuts.
Those people have done some damage.
They've done some shit.
Well, my mom is also a born again. So my mom has like, she kind of like had like extra stakes because in her mind she was like evil, and then she learned how to be good. So she was like, you have to, like, I'm going to completely shelter you.
So are they very religious still?
My mom definitely. My dad's a chiller.
Is that tough, like with doing comedy and stuff?
Kind of. The first time that I didn't want them to ever see me do comedy ever, just because I was like, you can't. And then my dad, I think when they came to one show and I was like, all right, here's all the clean material I have that's just about nothing. But then my dad watched a set where I talk about masturbation and he was like, good job, sweetie.
Whoa.
And I was like,
yeah,
okay.
I found that helpful too. My whole family came and saw my like one of my really long sets, and I just, and then before I was like, should I cut stuff out? And I was like, I'm just gonna like go for it.
Yeah.
And what helps is like when there's a whole crowd, everyone's laughing. And it's like, it is funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's like, you're stupid if you're not laughing. And then they laugh. And now it's like more comfortable. You know what I mean?
Yes. I do love putting my family in the position of, you're stupid if you're not laughing.
I think when it comes to letting your parents see the real you, it's, you have to just, Jesus, take the wheel.
Well, you're very, very close with your parents.
Yes. But this was the first, this past weekend was the first time they saw me do like a full hour.
Oh, that's
of
wild.
All my material.
Yeah.
which is obviously like every young girl like waits till her parents see
their full hour.
It's a dream.
I don't want to be this way.
So who are you now, Io? So you don't have any current crushes. That's shocking.
It is also shocking.
I think
for
she's probably lying.
I don't think so. I can't even imagine not having a crush.
I've been doing the thing where I am having far away crushes that I know that I won't, there's like such slim chances
like
that I'll meet them or see them.
Oh, so emotion unavail or geograph unavail?
I want to say both.
Cool.
Cute.
So, but it's like something where it's like, there's a back place in my mind where I can like, maybe like, maybe, you know, but it's like so that I can get out that energy and then not have to stress out about like, coming up with a game plan for a nearby crush.
Do you have crazy crush behaviors?
Like, oh, for sure. I'm like very good at like truly getting any information on social media and just like extract. Like I'm very good and very fast at it. one time, like, a friend was like, I saw a girl, like, at a Madewell who looked so much like you. And 5 minutes later, I was like, is this her? Is this her Instagram? Like, I found the Madewell in, like, Geotech. Like,
that's amazing.
Like, I was like, is this her? And he was like, yes, I wish you did. I wish you weren't like this. So I'm, like, very good at that.
Sleuthing.
Right. And then I have to, like, come back, like, to the crush later and act like I'm a normal person and right. like I haven't truly sleuthed out your whole life when I have.
I'm very big into, like, post bait, like, post something, like, let's see what yeah, you yeah, like yeah. Oh, haven't liked you yet, let's go to mm-hmm. the following likes and see if you've liked anything else in the last
oh,
6 hours. Oh
wow,
have,
yes,
if you have, why are we over, what did I do wrong?
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You can see what someone likes.
You can, when you go to the heart on Insta, and everyone mm-hmm. please write this down. You Definitely. Can go to, it says like you, and you see your notifications, and there's a following tab, and it's like anything anyone who you follow liked.
Oh
you
my
see
God.
What they have liked.
A crucial, crucial tab.
It's crucial. You can do the same thing on Twitter, and that's even easier because you just see everything that person's liked. So it's like, if you're not liking my tweets, absolutely, I know about it. You're not getting anything by on me. Like,
yeah,
you could have just told me you didn't like me.
But like, there's too many people I'm following. Like, I wouldn't be able to find a crush.
I feel like
the
algorithm
rubble.
Ends up sorting out who you want to look at.
The algorithm knows who your crush is, and the algorithm is your friend, and so they show you what they're
How
liking.
How do they know your crush? Because you're liking.
Because you're,
always, you're liking,
stuff?
And you're on their profile. You're checking. And it's like, this is what you're interested in. I'm going to give it to
right.
you.
It's been a long time since I've had a real crush, since I'm in a relationship. So right. it's all, you know, I'm basically grandma here, although that is oh, Pat.
It is Pat. It is Pat.
I regularly think of me and Catherine as the same exact age, like born on the same day. I am 3 full calendar years older than Catherine
yeah,
Cohen.
Yeah, and that That's, is embarrassing.
That oh is embarrassing. But being 29 is when you realize that every single person is younger than you. Truly. Yeah. Like, and people are like, I'm 27. Your first response, like, me too. And you're like, oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm not.
The fact that I'm about to turn 27, it
Wait,
actually
oh my
is
God,
upsetting.
You're not 27.
No.
Fine.
Not even close.
Wow.
I have over a month.
Oh, wow. I pegged you, I think, a year, 2 years younger. Am I?
You thought she was 25?
Yeah. No, I thought you were 20. Yeah, 24 or 25.
Oh, fuck.
But you thought I was...
27.
People guess really young for me. Like, I am.
I don't
really
know if
old.
That's good or bad if people think you're young.
I think it's.
I know.
Well,
sometimes it's like, I want you to think I'm old. You're like, wow, she does so much. She's so successful. She must be old.
She's so accomplished.
Well, I was just doing the like, oh, she's so successful and also young.
Good response, Io. I mean,
thank you, Io.
All right. Well, that's my job.
I need to say right now that my bush is so big right now that it is crawling out of my shorts. And I'm scared to open my legs for fear of showing you guys.
Well,
is
that something? Brave.
Yeah.
Is that I deal with?
That's something you deal with. Is that something that you kept better tabs on as a single gal, or is?
You know what? When I was young and single, I was bald puss every day of the week, absolutely bare, just coming from even a skirt touching near my thigh. And then, like, I got tired of it. And then I became this girl who was like truly fucking everyone and never shaving. Mm. And truly, I once met a guy at a bar. We went home. He took off my pants, saw the bush, and goes, whoa.
Yes. Yes.
And now I just sort of let it grow. And like every, like, I don't know, a few weeks, maybe I'll shave it, but usually not. Mm. And then when I do, I'm like, whoa, sex feels good.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Because the clit's out to play.
Totally.
I am shrouding it in like a full wig.
That's, I've never had even a hint full of an American. Idea of like what a clit even is. Truly. I don't even.
Yeah, it's cool. I think you'd like it.
I get to get really into clits in my 30s.
It's the clit years.
I'm gay, but into clits.
Those
it's
are
weird.
The clit
He's
years.
A clit queen.
Clit queen.
I just scratched my head and couldn't feel it. And I'm like, is my whole head numb right now?
Wait, so this is the most important question of the three-part question.
My Culver's crashing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, what?
I woke up early this morning.
Okay.
Oh. And I'm doing fine, so.
Ooh, okay.
Io.
Yes.
Who do you want to be? Mm. What kind of like girl Ooh. Do you want to be? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I want to be someone who... I almost just started.
I know, you can't even...
Am I talking too much?
You can't even pretend to listen to someone else.
Okay, no, I'm done. Oh my God, no, stop. I was going to give, because this is our first time we've done the segment, an example of the kind of answer.
How is your day? My day, let me tell you, I'm kidding.
Stop, you guys are being so
You should give an example.
Mean.
Tell
no,
me.
No,
no,
Who
no,
do you want to be?
No. But no, but I need some sort of parameters.
I'm not going to go on that ledge and risk.
I'm
not going to risk being that person.
I mean, like, as a guest and as a friend, I'm just asking for some parameters. If you want to tell me the type of girl you want to be.
No, what kind of girl do you want to be?
The kind of girl who can save half a sandwich for later.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
The kind of girl whose home is all white and clean.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, who can complete a meal mm-hmm. without the meal being all over her outfit.
Mm. Yeah.
What about you?
I want to be the kind of girl who like sleeps over and wears a big shirt.
Whoa.
You know?
Yeah.
Can I say
that? Does that happen in real life?
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
One time in college, I reluctantly hooked up with this guy who was obsessed with me. And I think he was on the lacrosse team.
Oh, that's very hot.
But it wasn't like real. It wasn't like the varsity team. It was probably like intramurals or something. And
that's
like,
hot.
After we hooked up,
he was on local Zog sports.
This is in college.
Yeah.
I know, but that's why it's
Don't
so
Zog stick is
No,
from
but
home.
That's why it's so funny because Zog sports in college. That's why it's
Do
so fucking
it?
Funny.
Do you get it?
Do not rewrite my experiences and my story to tell.
Keep going, bitch.
Listen to women.
So I hooked up with this amateur lacrosse player, which AKA like I blew him and then he was like, thank you. And
been there.
But I was fully nude because he was like, here, put on this jersey. And then I put it on and he was like, wow, you look so hot. And I was like, I'm peeking right now.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Thank you, guys.
That's very cool.
I'll go now. I'm done.
But what's crazy to me in movies is when they're sleeping in like button downs. Because like even the guy doesn't sleep in a button down. Like, a button down is just not like a nightie.
Right. You had to take that from the closet and it's kind of like at a point where it is pressed so it's inconvenient. If that's not the one you're taking and you're taking a dirty one, you're a gross bitch because you took a used shirt and you put it on to be sexy. Right. It's not realistic to have it sort of coming over the shoulder. It's inconvenient for everybody.
Who invented that?
How are you going to take it off? It's ridiculous.
So, but you would like to be
but
that
I would
girl.
Like to be that. But I would like to be that and sort of carry that well.
What is the trope also of taking the entire bed sheet with you?
Oh, I know. Well, that's just because of like...
You're right. That's because of society.
Yeah.
That is. I do feel like probably behind those two things, there's like big linen. You know what I mean? Sort mm-hmm. of like telling Hollywood, you know what your women should be doing.
Right.
And then people are going to be buying more button downs and linen. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm trying to stay woke.
Oh, you're doing a great job.
Honey, we're all trying to stay
Thank
woke.
Thank you.
Honey. Grandma.
Baby.
Child.
Stay woke, child. Yes, Lord. Okay. I would like to sort of embody that spirit.
What's your relationship goals?
Ooh.
And I hate to use the word goals.
I hate that you use that too.
I think my relationship squad, maybe my sort of personal relationship sleigh. Is that a little
your relationship hashtag epic?
My relationship. I would like. Okay, my like true ideal situation is like there's a partner and we're able to sort of like go on long trips. Away from each other. Mm-hmm. And then when we come back together, it's like, this is great. This is healthy. But there might be like 2 weeks more, maybe a whole month or two, where we just don't see each other.
Yeah.
We're just kind of like, you know, we're kind of apart.
That's beautiful. I don't know if it's realistic.
I don't think it's realistic at all.
I love the idea of you being away from your partner for 2 full months because you want to be.
And then we come back and it's like, oh, hey, okay, yeah, sure. This is healthy.
Maybe try something bi-coastal.
Might be it. And that might be the move.
I have so many crushes in LA. Never been there.
Should I start trying to crush more?
Yeah.
I want to be the kind of girl that does it, that has like a crush every 3 years. You know what I mean? I'm like I don't currently know any.
You
like,
might be me.
Yeah, that's what I want. I think it's like I want to be casual, low key. Like, oh, you're into. Let's give it a shot. And then like we start. I don't surrender like all of my like self worth. You after like the third date.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that sounds familiar.
I want to be less obsessive. Is what I want to be.
Oh my God, I can't imagine being that way.
I'm very excitable though. I do get very excitable. So I think it'd be cool if I could just be like a little chiller.
I want to be someone who's like not counting how many texts I've initiated and how many texts mm-hmm. he's initiated.
That's right.
I want to like not even know. Like,
yeah.
I want to be someone who can like go to an event and not mm-hmm. immediately like first thing is like, is there anyone here who I'm into?
Right. Doing the scan. I'm a big scanner. I'd like to go someplace and be able to keep my head completely still and forward facing.
Mm-hmm. I want to be someone who doesn't go to an event like trying to leave by 11 o'clock and mm-hmm. then there's one hot person there
and I'm like
stay until 3 a.m. For no reason and leave without hooking up.
Wow.
Like I want to be that person who's like, well, there's a hot person here, but even still I'm leaving.
Never forget when I went to a party that I didn't really want to go to. there was this really hot guy there, tall, handsome. He was like an engineer.
Well,
okay.
We started talking.
Okay, brag.
Right. Yeah. I'm bragging because like I was near him. We start talking. We're like talking. The clock is ticking, but we're still talking. I look at my watch. It's nearing 3 a.m. I'm like, well, I guess we're going home together. We don't go home together. Next day, I text my friend. I'm like, what's that person's deal? He's gay.
Oh, when it's just a good conversation, it's like a, I no, mean, you're no, waste,
that's like, on him. It's like,
you're
leave
a
me the
sociopath.
Fuck alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You seem straight and you're talking to me for hours. Like, fuck you.
That's crazy.
If you have, if you regularly have more than 4 minute conversations with people you're not trying to hook up with, seek treatment.
Seek treatment.
Because you're a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you need help, honey.
If you're an engineer and you seem straight and you don't fuck me, seek treatment.
It's so, and I'm sick of, and I, too, and this is like opposite problems, straight seeming gay guy. No, gay seeming straight guys.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
In New York.
There's a whole flood, really. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'll believe you if you say you're straight, but.
But what?
But I don't know.
I know.
Anyway, that's who I want to be.
Who?
Someone like all those things I just said. Not a straight seeming, not a gay seeming straight guy. I want to be a gay seeming straight guy. I want all my current mannerisms, but to slay pussy.
Yes, it's the year of clit. Yes.
Clit queen, seek treat mom.
She's a clit queen. Anyways.
Oh my God.
And last, I want to do one more round robin. Last segment, maybe.
Sure.
How do we feel today right now? Are we hot right now? Because as you know, literally some days you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I'm famous. And I'm one I'm amongst the hottest of my friends. Yeah. And probably I'm going to hook up. And then some days you wake up and you're like, oh my God, what shape am I even? Like, what's going on with my hair? Why does my face look cratered?
Well,
and it can turn on a dime.
Yeah.
And so I just want to take everyone's temperature and be like, how do you feel right now?
Io, do you want to start?
I could start. Yeah, I'd love to, honestly. Thank you. This morning I woke up. I looked in the mirror. It was some breakouts on the forehead, so we weren't feeling too good. And then I remembered that I'm going to like a friend's thing tonight where there's a dude who's like kind of into me. And
oh
so
okay.
Talk about burying the lead.
Yes, you buried the lead.
I buried it. But I think I can sort of like turn I think I can turn it on.
You look great.
Thank you so
much.
You look
amazing.
Are you into it back?
I think so.
Well, I want to be the kind of girl that's like, he's into me, I'm into him back. Like, you know what I mean?
Sometimes you have to be. I think if I truly answered, it'd sound a bit more feverish.
No, but yeah, so I mean, like, if you're into me, it's like, okay.
I'm automatically into you.
Yeah, that's the only thing we need to know. It's not.
It doesn't matter how I feel about you. If you're into me, we're together.
Then I am. Then, then okay, we are in a relationship, and so, I am willing to make this
but
work.
But that is stakesy when you wake up the morning where, like, there might be a hookup tonight.
Yeah.
That can go either way.
Yeah. So I'm trying to play it chill. I'm, like, willing to turn it on if need be. And I think that's where I'm at.
What is this, a party situation?
It's like kind of a party situation, but they're like, it's a lot of dudes.
That's so rare.
Yeah, it is. And so, I mean, I'm just going to try to do my best.
Is it a dinner?
It's like,
I would hate that if it was a dinner.
I wouldn't go if it was a dinner.
Yeah.
Also, the idea of a bunch of straight men around a dinner table feels somewhat sinister.
Right. Triggering.
I never want to eat in front of anyone.
You shouldn't have to.
I know.
You shouldn't have to.
I like eating alone.
Me too. While I watch Housewives.
Wait. Quick segue. I need to talk about Housewives because I performed on Countess Luann's Cabaret last night.
Incredible.
And... all you need to know is that she introduced me as Dan Cohen.
No.
Which, no. A, I don't know how you misread Dan from Cat, but B, it sounds like the name of every ex-boyfriend I've ever had.
Wow. So
she was maybe just sort of prodding me.
Wow.
So yeah, Dan Cohen performed at the Cabaret. For one moment, I had the strength of a man.
Did you get on and was like, I'm Catherine?
No.
You were just like, I'm
Because she was like, Dan Cohen. Oh, I mean Kat Cohen.
Good.
And then the weirdest thing was that she sort of interviewed me when I got on stage. She was like, where are you from? I was like, oh, I thought I was doing my set. But
I'm
I loved
so
it. She
jealous.
Looked amazing.
I'm
the show
so
was incredible.
I heard she's terrible in person, but
she was very kind to me.
Any Real Housewife, I just need to meet and kind of clock like what their energy is like IRL.
She was kind. She had amazing outfits.
The second I get famous, mm-hmm. I'm going to become best friends with literally every single person on reality TV.
I want the Roni cast. I want Vanderpump so bad.
Oh, you're a Bravo queen?
I am trying to be.
I mean, come on. I'll show you the ropes.
Thank you. I'm very into Southern Charm these days.
Southern Charm is the best show on Bravo.
It's so messy and gorgeous, but everybody's like actually a racist.
Yeah,
you know?
That's hard.
But for some reason, I'm so drawn to them. I'm like, you would have nothing to
I've
do
never
with
seen
me.
It.
I don't think that Cameron is a racist.
Oh, maybe not. But everybody else.
Oh, there. And also, true, like Thomas is now an outed rapist.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, but
the show sounds awesome. And
I know
they're all racist, and one of them's a rapist.
I mean, that's
cherry on top.
I think Cameron Eubanks is one of the most likable.
I think Cameron is. I think Shep might have slept with a black girl in college.
Right, and so he's like, he's like open.
Shep.
Yes, SHEP. Shep.
I don't think the thing about that show is I don't think any of the men are particularly attractive. Save for Craig, who I am attracted to.
Oh, interesting.
They showed his recently. There was a shot of him like coming out of a bedroom putting a polo on, and you like that. It was like a full shot of his cum gutters, and I was like, yeah, I'm definitely sold. But Shep has been decreasing in hotness. Mm-hmm. Austin can be hot, but in the stills of the reunion, he's like he has gotten less hot in the last like 4 months.
It's really
Seek treatment, Austin.
Wow, seek treatment, Austin. Before we go, please. Pat, you need to share like, are you hot today?
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not. So you can't see this from where you are because this isn't a TV show; it is a podcast.
And I don't want to.
Yeah, and I don't want you to see me right now. But my foot has been hurt, so I'm in a medical boot. So already in a medical boot is like, okay, don't feel sexy like off the bat. And then I just like haven't, running is big for me. Like I haven't been able to run. I just feel oddly shaped today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm wearing this shirt that has a very thin fabric, and I don't like love how it's like sitting on me. And I want my shoulders to be wider so like it tailors down. And I'm feeling particularly not like that today. I want upside down triangle.
I want to share that before the pod, Pat and I met in the lobby of a Whole Foods, and he was sitting at this table, and I thought, is that little boy Pat? And it was.
I know it was.
And that's what Pat looks like to viewers and fans.
To viewers and fans. I do look like a little boy. But I want to be.
But I think you look like one that has something good that's going to happen.
I'm not
today.
In love. I got a haircut 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm not like. Sometimes you get a haircut and it's like out of the gates, it's good. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it grows in. Yeah. Sometimes it always feels awkward. Sometimes it's good, then gets awkward. Right now, I feel like. I'm not like loving. I don't feel hot right now, this second. No. And I'm also fully wearing a medical boot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that honesty is important.
Yeah. I did 40 push-ups before we did this podcast.
My God.
When?
When we were talking about your shit.
Okay. Wow. So you just tune me out.
And it comes out.
Well, okay. Now it's my turn.
You feel
like,
hot?
Yeah. I actually feel really hot today, except my hair is really dirty and I've been too lazy to wash it all week.
Mm.
So that's why it's been pinned back, and that's why I asked if it made me less sexual.
Well, I can see now that it is pinned back, but there's one side where it's doing an accidental wave.
Oh, great.
And I think that looks really good.
Thank you.
So.
Yeah, I'm wearing sort of like a hot shirt and tiny shorts. I'm embracing my cellulite. That's my new thing.
Cool.
So like I'm just showing it off tonight, and I haven't shaved my legs, and that's kind of my thing. It's like I don't give a shit.
Yes.
So yeah, I feel pretty good, and we're gonna go do a fun show tonight. And you're going to your party to talk to your crush.
Yeah.
Do you feel like based on what we did on the pod, like you feel treated and like ready to conquer your fears?
I do. Pat helped me earlier diagnose my asexual energy, which I think was so important.
Which is self-diagnosed because I don't think you have any sexual energy.
Oh, thank you.
But I also have that feeling about myself, and
I don't agree.
Right, exactly.
And yeah, I want to fuck both of you.
Oh.
And now as a part of the pod that does end in an or.
Well, okay, happy listening, everybody.
Is this appropriate? No. Thank you so much for listening.
Seriously, and I want to encourage all listeners, fans, lovers, past and present and future, to like, subscribe, tell your friends.
Please, please subscribe to Seek Treatment with Kat and Pat. We need you. We depend on viewers like you.
It's grassroots, babe. And we want to give a special thanks to Ayo, our guest. Follow her on social media.
Ayo Adebiri, do you want to plug some stuff?
Oh my gosh, is it embarrassing if I don't have anything to plug?
I've never had a plug.
Just give your handles.
I don't think I have anything to plug right now. Girl, but, give your handles. You know, at Iowa Debris on all forms. It's A-Y-O and then a Debris. You'll figure it out. We got Twitter. We got Instagram. We got Venmo.
Follow That's my girl big on Venmo.
She's That's very funny, very wonderful. We're so lucky to have her.
She slays on Venmo.
Honestly, now more than ever.
I'm Venmo famous, and I do want to use that for good.
That's gorgeous.
I love that.
Thank you.
Wait. I actually have a show I want to promote. I'm doing my solo show, Pat Regan Unsuccessful by Choice, at The Duplex, a safe space for all, especially gay. It's on Thursday, August 2nd at 9:30 p.m., which is actually one of the most chic time slots in all of Hist. And it's going to be hosted by Dave Mazzoni, featuring sets by Anna Fabrega and the immensely talented Sarah Dooley. And I'm going to be doing upwards of 30 minutes of stand-up comedy, which is so amazing for the audience. That's such a good thing for you guys in the audience because it's such a treat. So I will see you there. No one goes home single. We're all going to mingle afterwards. And if you are kind of hot and single, I'm actually willing to make out after the show. So definitely come and see me. Okay, bye.
Okay, not to totally steal your thunder, because that was really cute what you just said, but PYSM. I actually have a show that is before that, and it's going to be absolutely electric. The energy is going to be through the roof. The show is July 31st at Joe's Pub. Ever heard of it? Doors at 9, show at 9:30. I'm doing an hour with a full band. The show is called The Twist, .. She's gorgeous. Please get your tickets. There's only a few left.
And actually, that reminded me, my doors are at 9 too, and also get your tickets to mine. I forgot to say that.
Okay, and my doors are at 9.
Okay, well, if you want tickets to mine, where the doors are actually at
and
9.
And my doors are for sure open at 9.
I invented having your doors at 9, and you are copying me, bitch. And
I don't think you're copying me, because my show is actually before August, because it's in July.
You can get tickets to my show at purplepass.com/
a website Regan, everyone loves going to.
Regan0802. Or follow me on Instagram and like go to my fucking biography where you can find a fucking link.
If you don't follow us on Instagram, you need to seek treatment
immediately.
So thanks for listening. Like and subscribe again. Like this has subscribe. Been Seek Treatment
with Kat and Pat.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.